Hare Krishna. I want to thank Panchagoda Prabhu for this opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada. And I want to thank him personally for doing such a good job. When I come to Vrindavan, without me having to lift a finger, I see so many devotees organized so nicely to arrange for the service of the Lord, for the glorification of the Lord. And I can just come here and bathe in that atmosphere, and I thank all of you for that opportunity that is always there. It's like a fountain of nectar to come to Vrindavan because of the Vaishnavas here. I thank you all. There's a history, of course, to the opening of this temple. But the history is a family history. It's our family. Srila Prabhupada is our father. And so it's a family history. And it can be enjoyed. And you should know the history in terms of the context. What was going on then? Srila Prabhupada was our general. We were his soldiers. He would tell us to go here and there at a moment's notice. There was no set arrangement of settling in somewhere. If Prabhupada wanted you to go to Japan, you went to Japan. You'd never been there before. If Srila Prabhupada wanted you to suddenly collect or distribute books in a part of the world where you didn't even know the language, you went there. You just went. You were assigned and you went. And in 1969, Srila Prabhupada told the devotees in San Francisco and in New York, so collect money. You're now in storefronts. Many devotees were made in those storefronts. But still, they were small temples. He wanted big temples. Think big. Big ISKCON. So he told all the devotees, collect, collect. And so we worked hard. And then the Los Angeles temple was arranged. Owatseka Avenue. And so Prabhupada took all the money from New York. He took all the money from San Francisco. He took all the money from the devotees collecting in Boston. And it all went to Los Angeles to buy the temple there. And what was the attitude of the devotees in New York? Wonderful, because I was there. Oh, wonderful. Srila Prabhupada has personally come and taken the money. So there couldn't be a better use for it. That was the mood. So again, Prabhupada in 72 said, okay, I want you to get a really big temple in Manhattan. So we had to collect hard. We collected a lot of money. And then a year and a half later, Srila Prabhupada came and took all the money again. All of it. And he bought the Juhu property in Mumbai, and he built the Lotus Temple, or the Lotus Building, in Mayapur. So like that, these projects were going on. Like that, that's how this temple was built. Because none of us had any qualification, any direction, but Srila Prabhupada was telling us, go here, go there. Build a temple. Build a temple in India. None of us had any background. But somehow or other, because of his desire and because of the sincerity of his disciples, so many things arose. So there's a very wonderful circumstance. This is the history. This is our family history. And we can all relish that. This went on in every temple. Every temple was surrendered to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, think big ISKCON, not this temple, not that temple, all the temples, we're a family. So that's the important thing to know. So when we all came here in 1975, it was just family. There were no this temple, that temple. We were all coming from different parts of the world. And we all knew each other as God brothers and God sisters through our spiritual master. We all had a bond automatically. And it was a very close bond, and therefore we could work together. And I came a month early, actually, and Surabhi was in charge of the construction, of course, and I met him then, and he took me for a tour. And all of this entire temple area was full of carpenters working with electrical tools, hand tools, and they were making all of the windows and doors for all of the complex. You couldn't. There was craftsmen everywhere still working within the last month. And Ramji Lal, the Panchagoda Prabhu tells me, who is still serving this temple today, was a craftsman doing all of the carving of the brickwork. Underneath all of these, this beautiful plaster work is brickwork that was carved. So I got to see that work going on. And then, so while watching all of these wonderful arrangements that were being made, Pradyumna Prabhu, who is Srila Prabhupada's Sanskrit assistant, came to me and showed me a letter that Srila Prabhupada had personally written with his own hand to the Parohit Balaram Mishra, a priest that Srila Prabhupada wanted to invite here to do the opening ceremony. And he wanted to do it just right. So he personally wrote with his own hand the invitation. And it was beautiful handwriting. And Srila Prabhupada had written it in such a high Hindi. Srila Prabhupada, of course, is from Bengal, but he's a Sanskrit scholar himself, enough that he could write in high Hindi. And he wrote this invitation, very cordially inviting this Purohit, this priest, to come. And Pradyumna was asking everyone who spoke Hindi if they could translate it. And they couldn't. Because it wasn't common Hindi. And yet Srila Prabhupada had written this. And it was very beautifully written. So Srila Prabhupada took the care for us to be sure that we were recognized as devotees of Krishna. He was always staunch in insisting that we be recognized, his disciples from around the world, as Vaishnavas. But because of the local customs, he wanted to be sure that a person of high respect would do all of the necessary arrangements, the ceremonial invitation to the Lord. But of course, Srila Prabhupada said the real invitation is the Hare Krishna mantra. So he asked all his disciples to sit around the various yajna pits and to chant the holy name while it was going on, even though great elaborate arrangements were in fact made. And so many complicated rituals were performed to the satisfaction of those who would want these things to happen. Srila Prabhupada was sitting there a little bored. And when it was over, everyone felt very good. It was properly arranged. And that night, some pujaris came to Srila Prabhupada and asked, "Tomorrow we'll be bathing the deities for the first time, and we want to know, after seeing this elaborate arrangement that you yourself have arranged, you have invited this august priest and his assembly of priests to engage in this process. What mantras should we chant when we are bathing the deities tomorrow?" And he said, "The Hare Krishna mantra." So this is the lesson. This is the lesson. That Srila Prabhupada, he was prepared to do whatever was necessary to satisfy the public in order to spread Krishna consciousness. But he wasn't going to change the philosophy. So the Hare Krishna mantra that he had delivered to us from the very beginning remained the sole purpose of his that is to say, the meditation for this age. And I just wanted to share that with you, because I think it's a way of better understanding what our mission is in Krishna consciousness and how to serve Srila Prabhupada best. I thank you very much. Thank you.